it was the way you looked at me. That way strangers sometimes look at you when they've mistaken you for someone. That unsettling, too familiar look on their faces, like they know you, like they're remembering you. Maybe intimate memories. I always second guess myself. I see that look and I start scrambling mentally because it must be my mistake. It must be someone I've forgotten. Until I see their expression change. The embarrassment as they realize that they're wrong. And then I feel relieved because they don't know me. So I stared back at you, which isn't natural for me, because I was waiting to see that change in your face and feel that relief. I knew I'd never met you before. I wouldn't forget. And the longer I stared, the more uneasy I became, because you just looked at me, calmly confident, as if you knew me. More than that, maybe it's paranoid, but I couldn't shake dreadful certainty that you knew things about me. The things I don't tell anyone. That I don't even like to admit to myself. The way you looked at me, I felt naked. And then you smiled. Was better and worse. You started to walk toward me, never taking your eyes off me, and I could feel myself, my knees starting to tremble. I couldn't hold your gaze. I looked down. I felt this irrational urge to just run. I wonder now if I just wanted to see if you would chase me. But I looked up again and it was like, you know how they say birds and small animals are paralyzed with fear when a snake locks eyes with them? They just freeze on the spot and accept their fate. As you got closer, I could feel that I was blushing. I felt guilty, like I used to feel when I was a little girl and I got caught in a lie. Only now it was like the lie was my whole life. And you caught me. You came right up to me, standing too close. Close enough that you could have leaned in and kissed me. And my cheeks were burning. I couldn't look at you. I looked at my feet and yours standing inside my personal space. And I just waited, but you didn't say anything. Finally, I made myself look up at you. I knew I had to. You were expecting it. I parted my lips, not knowing what was going to come out. I swallowed, licked my lips, and said the first thing that came into my head. Please. And you smiled. You put your hand in the small of my back, and I began to shudder as you led me away. It took me longer than it should have to realize that we were walking back to my house. It wasn't until I was putting my key in the lock that I had the presence of mind to blurt out, "I'm married." I turned to look at you. You just waited. After a moment, I opened the door and gestured for you to step inside. I closed the door behind us, and then you had me by the throat, shoving me up against a wall, squeezing just hard enough to stop my breath and keep me from screaming. Just hard enough to make sure you had my full attention. You stroked my hair as my eyes bulged and I clawed at your hand around my neck. You called me a whore. You said the vows I made in the sight of some lesser martyr god were not your concern. You told me I belonged to you long before I ever whored my body out to other men. You said I've been crying out to you ever since I was a young girl. I just never knew your name. And you let me go, and you watched as I gasped and coughed, trying to catch my breath. And still I was nodding, croaking, "Yes, yes, sir." You slapped my face. "Not sir," you said, "or master, or daddy, or any of the titles I've called any other man. This is not one of those games," you said. And you told me your name. I tried to keep up. I tried to repeat it, and you slapped me again. You could hear the doubt in my voice, the uncertainty. You could tell I didn't quite believe it. You said that when you were finished with me, I would believe. And you saw the shift in me. You heard me catch my breath. You laughed and told me I'm so transparent. You said, "You know, it makes me wet. The thought of violence at your hands. Your hands on my body. Hurting me." You said that's not what you meant at all. And I blushed. I lowered my head, trying to hide behind my hair, and you allowed it. But you told me that my blushes are offensive. They mean I'm still conflicted. I haven't committed myself fully to serving you. You asked me if you should be flattered that I feel shame in your presence. You watched me writhe miserably as I felt the heat in my cheeks and tried to fight it. You asked me if I'm ready to serve you, and I said yes. You told me to kneel before you, and I dropped to my knees. And you stood over me and unzipped your fly and pulled out your perfect cock, holding it just over my face. I squirmed and rose up on my knees, parting my lips, and I felt you take my chin in a hard grip to hold me still. You said I hadn't earned the privilege of taking your cock in my mouth. Instead, you laid your cock across my upturned face so I could feel the warm, smooth weight of it on my cheek and across the bridge of my nose, the tip of it resting against my forehead. And you let me feel it, that I don't make you hard. You said that I could express my devotion on my knees with your cock resting on my face. You said my tears were pleasing to you. I could offer up litanies to you, my lips moving against your heavy scrotum. I could pray for you to find me worthy. Show me the true meaning of pain, fear, and surrender.